हेलो
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 ओ
हेलो
स्टीव स्टीव
या हाय स्टीव, दिस साइड रजत कॉलिंग फ्रॉम बीआईएस रिसर्च इंडिया। एक्चुअली स्टीव, आई एम अ रिसर्च एनालिस्ट एंड करेंटली आई एम कंडक्टिंग अ स्टडी ऑन अ टॉपिक, जियो स्पेशियल सर्विस मार्केट। एंड आई एम इन अ फेज वेयर वी कनेक्ट डिफरेंट इंडस्ट्री एक्सपर्ट्स लाइक यू to validate the key finding that we have done so far. So just want to have a quick discussion with you on this topic for 10 to 15 minutes, not more than that. So is it a good time to connect with you?
Yeah, if it's only like 10 minutes, I've got to jump into a meeting in about, I could be a couple minutes late for, but it's at 1:30, so. But go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Steve, for your time. So, Steve, just want to understand, like when we are talking about the geospatial market. So,
Yep,
hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. So, just want to understand from you, like what are the like are you is your company also providing geospatial services for the construction or the infrastructure industry? And if yes, like what are the challenges you are facing when it comes to serving the construction customers?
Mostly staffing.
Okay. Any other challenges?
I'm not close enough to it to know, but I think that's a challenge in every market right now.
Okay, understood. And like what makes your service or like whatever the solution you are providing better than your competitors?
I'm sorry, what are you asking me?
I'm asking like what makes your company's service or the solution you are providing is better than as compared to your competitors? Like what is the difference in your particular service or the solution you are providing?
On the geospatial side, I think it is our ability to create digital models.
Okay.
We're very, very, very strong in that.
Okay. Understood. And like as a growth plan of your company, like when we are talking about the upcoming growth plan, so are you looking for any particular region or like any particular vertical applications where you are going to focus for your customer?
It's really not a growth area for us, so we're not really leading with that too much.
Okay. So you just want to focus on the US side? Okay, understood. And like what type of customer do you cater? So when I'm asking like customers, so like we have seen that companies are providing services to the civil government customers or the commercial customers or the military customers. So when we are talking about these three particular customers, which one have the more penetration according to your company's solution or the services?
We're heavy on the government, state and federal government.
Okay, state governments. Correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also want to understand like when it comes to the providing the solutions for different customers. So like we are talking about the geospatial services like data acquisition, data processing, analytics or the integration platform. So like according to your company product portfolio, which one have the high penetration? Either it's a data acquisition or the processing or the analytics part.
Probably processing.
By processing. That's great. Also, just want to understand, when it comes to the changing market environment we are talking about. So, how you responded for these particular market challenges which are going currently or which are going to be the upcoming major challenges in this particular market? How do you respond to those particular challenges?
The challenges, I think what I said was is staffing. So, we try not to sell more work than we can perform.
Okay. Also want to understand, Stalin, if your company are going to engage any particular consulting organization for your upcoming growth plan or any strategic decision making?
Not around geospatial.
Not around geospatial. Understood. So you are not engaging any particular consulting organization, correct?
No.
Understood. Also want to understand, it's a very great insightful that you are providing us. So, apart from that, have you not ever have any particular, if we are talking about any particular experience with a small business specialist in the past? So any positive or the negative from your past engagements, if you have done any particular engagements with a small business specialist?
No, I don't know that whether they're small or big makes that much difference. It's really just poor quality of their work.
So I'm asking in terms of, suppose not for the geospatial one, but for any particular other business parts, verticals, if you are going to engage with any particular organization, so is there any key decision making criteria that you are following to select that particular consulting organization?
Those decisions are all made locally by the project manager and local operating executive.
And what are the circumstances where you look out for the expertise of a small business, any particular specialist or any particular consulting organization?
It depends on the project.
It depends on the project. Yeah, that understood. So I also believe when you depends on the project, so it also depends on the timeline of that particular project, correct?
Right.
So my next question is when you are saying to any particular strategic planning exercise, either it would be depend on the 4 to 6 week of that particular project which you want into either 4 or 6 week. So what do you think appropriate budget allocation as per the 4 to 6 week? Would it be around $5,000 to $10,000 around?
It depends on the project.
It's totally different. So it's depend on the project, I understood, but when I mentioned about the timeline of that particular project, so if it be around 4 to 6 week, so what would be the average you are appropriating that budget location for any particular exercise?
It really depends on the project, how many people and the risk involved. There's so many factors.
Okay, understood, sir. Apart from that, also my question is your company is planning to expand, you already mentioned that it's not in your growth plan, that you are going to expand apart from the US, correct? In the upcoming years?
Yeah, it's almost all in the US.
Okay. So, any particular particular growth plan for the US only in the upcoming years, like major growth plan that you are going to focus for the geospatial one?
Not in geospatial. Not we don't probably have a strong strategy around that. That's not a
Okay.
growth area for us.
Okay, so it means like you are not going to focus any particular new data sources or the new technologies which are going to focus on for particularly for the geospatial market.
No.
Understood. Also want to understand one more thing, like when it comes to the geospatial service market, so can you like little bit brief about your company, what your company is doing for the construction industry, especially like for the construction industry customer?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm asking like any like can you brief about like what your company is doing currently in the geospatial market? What is the role of your company, basically? That's it only. And this is my last question only.
What's our role in it is we do survey, we do mobile LiDAR, digital delivery of design models, earthwork modeling, bridge modeling, BIM, scan to BIM. So we have a wide variety of services that we offer.
Understood. Understood. That's a great input, sir. So I think I have asked my all questions from you, and basically, like I understood, like what your company is currently providing, and it's a great connecting with you for this particular topic. And like further, whatever the study we are going to do, we will definitely try to connect with you once again, if you are okay
Okay.
with that. Okay,
Sure.
sir. Thank you so much for your time, and have a nice day.
You too. Bye.